Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Tzadiches. The Gemara brings down the Mishnah and Kalim, Perek Yitzayim, Mishnah Tes, where the Mishnah over there says that the two Amis were Beshushan Abira, which was a place in Ma'azara. And the Gemara says that one of them was a Chatzi Etzba more than an Amma, and one was an Etzba more than an Amma. And the Gemara says, why do we need to have these big Amis, not the regular sized Amis? The Gemara says, when the Umnin worked, they always did a little more. They always measured their work to make sure it was a little more. That way they shouldn't do a little less, and they won't come Lidei Me'ila. The Gemara says the two Amis, one was for Kaspa V'dava, one was for Kesev V'dzov, so then you only added on a Chatzi Etzba. And the Binyan, when they were building, then they added on a whole Etzba, that was a bigger Amma that they used. And the point is, like the Mishnah explains, they shouldn't call Lidei Me'ila. If they're going to do exactly, they're going to sometimes end up doing little less. And Pashtus, when they get paid for their work, the money that they get paid for is going to still remain hektish. It's not going to have enough to be Nishal on, because they worked a little less than the money that they really got, and therefore they'll be over the Isra Me'ila. Toisvis, the Ramasal Shalei Lidei Me'ila, Toisvis Ba'ira, that L'chaira, the fact that the Mishnah says is Me'ila is Lab Dafka. Doesn't mean that they're going to be over Me'ila, but Tosfos says that Hekta Shava Mona, Shechilo Shava Puta Mechulo. So even if they get paid a little more, the fact that they get paid a little more, says Tosfos, wouldn't ever come Lidei Me'ila, because the money, the amount of money, even if it's a little more, could still be Nischal on less than it. Because even a Shava Mona could be Nischal on a Shava Puta. So therefore the money will, La'ilam says Tosfos, will go out L'chulin. So Tosfos, what we say, Shalo Yavayu Lidei Me'ila, doesn't mean that it shouldn't be over the Isser Me'ila. It means that your rights of having a special hektish, safe term, it's going to come out, they're going to end up getting more money from hektish than they're supposed to get. They're having a gnaw from hektish more than they're supposed to get. Even though it was a schalo, the money was a schalo, but safe term, they're being net of a hektish, that's the kavan over here, shall you avoid me'ilo. Doesn't mamish mean me'ilo. So Tesis Yomtif, over there on the Mishnah and Kalim and Perak Yitzayim Mishnah test, he's ma'ir that l'chayra, even on the tzad, that ain't a null of hektish, the state of Shmuel's halacha that Tesis brings over here, of hektish shall manish choshav puta, is bunny on the din of ain't I know the hektish? That there's no din I know the hektish. But Aval Pekin, the sugi is before, in Seifa Zav, that you mechuyev rasis lay domim. You mechuyev to pay hektish back. Even if you mechalav, there's no I know, but hamir is a chiyev domim, mechuyev to pay back domim. So therefore says the tesis yantav, uchayr tesis the aris lay kashamidi. The safe domim, they're gonna have to pay back money. And there is Shash, over there on Tesis Yatis Ba'ir, that doesn't answer Tesis' question. The Lashon HaMishnah is still very shver. That's not an Isra Me'ila. They may owe Hektish money. The fact that they owe Hektish money doesn't mean that they're being over Isra Me'ila. The Lashon is still shver, and he says, maybe that's Kufa what Tesis means. Maybe Kufa what Tesis means, Shaloya, you write some money, which Hektish means that they're gonna, the MSB chayv to pay Hektish back money, and they're not gonna end up paying it. Maybe the Olam Tesis understands that there's a din to pay back the Hektish. And Afal Pekin Tesis holds, still says what he writes. Still writes what he writes. Because it says, Kadesh Lo Yavayu Lidei Me'ila. Tesis says it doesn't mean that we're not discussing an issue of Me'ila. We're just discussing an Isra of being Nana Mishal Hektish, which could possibly mean, says the Rosh Hashanah, what the Tesis Yantif says. They're not going to repay Hektish, what Hektish Bedin is supposed to get. But the Shashav is another Ara on Tesvis that L'chayra, Tesvis in Tvur Daf Chav Zayin and Mabez, Tesvis over there is Bechadish, that this did of Shmuel, that Hektish Shavet Bodesh, Shechillah Shavet Putas Becholah, is Dafka the Bailim. But when the Gizmer is selling out Hektish's things to other people, then we don't have the Halacha of Hektish Shavet Bodesh, Shechillah Shavet Putas Becholah. And Bebis is a Tesvis over here, Menachas also, Taisis and Daf Ayin Aleph on the base, the Ramasku Matir and Gamis is Hektish. Taisis in the second Teretz also says this Farah. So Shash is Ma'ir that L'chaira, the Taisis doesn't, L'chaira, our Taisis seems not to hold of this Svar. In the Makar Baruch, and Chelik Beis is Simulam and Zion, he's Ma'ir from this Taisis of Tmur, his Taisis of Menachas Daf Ayin Aleph. And he also asks that L'chaira over here, they weren't being Mechavan L'chalal B'chalal. They weren't being Mechavan L'chalal, just they were getting paid for their work. And since they have a right to get paid, whatever they have a right to get paid for goes out l'chulin. They weren't making a chilul over here that it should apply the din of hektish shavabada chilul shavaputa mechulul. And he asks another aura that l'chayra, even if they were mechavan l'chilul, but they thought they were doing shava b'shava. The whole halach of Shmuel is only when you lehed you're being mechavan to be mechal shavaputa, mana shavaputa. You take a mana, you say, I know this is a mana, and I'm mechal on a pruta. Masha'en came when you make a mistake, and you think that it's shava b'shava, and it came out that it wasn't, like the scenario of Arasugyo, it doesn't apply Shmuel's din. And the Sefer Takanas Ezra, in his Sefer Tikkun Chashav Tzimin Nun, he's ma'ayir over there, another aura that l'chayir the whole halach of ina nola hektish, which that's the din of Shmuel, of hektish avmanash chilash avputa, l'chayir is only in a hechatimtza, where it's aina, where you charge more for the amount that you gave, that you're getting. Masha Inke, when you make a mistake in Midah Mishkal Minyan, just like we find by Karka, even though it's a din of ina nola karkais, if you make a mistake in a Midah, called Davish of Midah Mishkal Mishkal Shav Minyan, the halacha is that it's chayzer, filo pachas mishtos is chayzer. It's a mekach tois, it's pashat that if you made a certain amount, it wasn't that amount, it's no good. As the Kodesh Ezra, the Ulchayr over here, we're discussing a tois in Midah. They thought they were doing a whole amma, and on the tzad that they would do a little less than an amma, that would be a tois in Midah. And it's pashat that it wouldn't apply Shmuel's halacha over there. So therefore, the Takaras Ezra says that Yesh Leimer, the Tais is learned to differ B'shan and Agamara. He says, B'emes is a tzad to say that Hektish is not Mischalel Amalacha. When an Uman does work, you can't go be Mischalel Hektish on the work of the Uman. You can't just pay the Uman. You can't give the Uman something. Now he says, a lot of Yishayim hold that that's only when you want to be Mischalel Hektish on the Malacha. Masha'ikin, when you want to be Mischalel Mois of Hektish, you could pay the Umnim with. It's only when you want to use other chafetzim of hektish to pay the umnim, then there's a sugya of ein hektish mischal amalacha. But to use the money of hektish, that you can be mischal amalacha and you can pay up the umnim with the money. But he says, if you look at the Ritva, in Shvuah Staf Yudam Abayz, he's beforish, that even with money, there's a problem of ein hektish mischal amalacha. That you can't be mischal hektish amalacha, so if you can't go and take money and pay the umnim, how is it going to become a cholo? The fact that they worked, and you can be, and using this money to pay up that work is not a chilul. That doesn't make it, that would not make that the hektish should go out l'chulin. And therefore, says the Takanas Ezra, l'fizeh, l'fizeh ritvo, how do we pay umnim? What we have to behechrich do is, we have to borrow money that's gonna remain chulin. Hektish will have to borrow money that's gonna remain chulin. Pay the umnim with that money. Take the money of hektish that they would really want to pay the umnim with. Be mechal it on the work. On the binyan. That the umnin made, which, because we're bainim b'chol, when they worked, it remains chulin, doesn't have the kedushas hektish yet, and therefore we take the money and be mechal on the binyan, and then take that money and repay the chayv that we had. But we can't directly just take the money and pay it to the umnin. We can't directly take the money of hektish and pay it from the umnin. And therefore says it to Kodesh Ezra, that's how Tosis by us learned. Tosis by us learned like the Ritva. So Tais is speaking out, there's no tzadim ilo over here, because we're giving the umnim, we're giving them money shalchulin. What the nice over here is just taking money, and we're being mechalit on the avoda. And he says the fizet is no problem of midah mishkal v'minyan, because we're not making a real chil here, we're just taking something that belongs to Hekdush, it doesn't yet have a kedusha, and we're just taking mois of kedusha, and we mechalit kedusha on that. We're not trying to make, being medactic b'midah, to have exact. We're not trying to do that. We're not paying umnim here. We're just taking the mois of hektish and be mechal on the avoda. And therefore, all these questions could be, wouldn't be shver. And yesh la'ayin that maybe the tesis and tmurach of zayin also will be misyashiv al pinis derech of the takanas of Ezra, the divrei tesis. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara breaks down, Omer Reb Yanai, lo'olam te emes malchus alecha. You should always have the emes of mela on a melech on you. Shenemar, v'yordu chola v'decha el echa eilai, v'shtach v'li leimar. And when Moshe was talking to Paroi, he didn't say that Paroi himself was going to be b'shtach. He talked about the avodim of Paroi, to give cover to Paroi. And then Reb Yechon brings up a different pasuk, v'yad Hashem hoysa lo yo, v'yishan is musta, v'yard tefnei Achav, ad boyach Yisrael, that he ran in front of Achav, to be mechabit achav. So you see also from there that there's an inyan to have emes malchus olav. So this gemara is brought in Zvachim daf kufbeza manalf also, and the marsha over there in Zvachim, the marsha speaks out that even though these malachim were rishoyim, paroi and achav, they were b'shoyim, afal pikein, there's an inyan to have a covet of for a melech rasha, since malchus de aris daim and malchus de rakia, so you'll be mezalzel in the covet of a melech, even if he's a Rasha, it would be a zilzal also in the Malkah de Rakia. Tumim in Simon Yud Zayin Sivkotan Gimel. He brings out a kasha of Taisus Sanhedrin. Ayn Shom and Taisus. If you test exactly what Taisus means to ask, but he brings out a kasha that L'chayra, how could it be that they asked Yanai, the Melech Yanai, to stand up when his Eved, when they were downing his Eved? L'chayra, he has a tit of a Melech, and it's covered on Melech, he should be able to sit there. That's what Tumim brings down the kasha shaped Taisus. So Tumim says that possibly we could say a teretz, that if we assume that this Yanai was the same Yanai from the Gemara in Kedushin Samach Vav, which is before over there, that he was a Tzaduki, Imkain is a Rasha. And Imkain says the Tumim, there's no Indian of Kavod Melech. The Kaim Allah Nasi Ba'amcha Leisar Ba'isa Ma'isa Amcha. Zeu Tzaduki B'Shamahachi Inkan Chalukas Kavod. There's no Indian of Chalukas Kavod. V'loi Kashamidi. And Melech, the whole Kasha wouldn't be Shver. Says the Tumim, because he's a Melech Rasha. Melech Rasha, says the Tumim, doesn't have an Indian of Kavod. V'Nasi Ba'amcha Leisar Dafka Ba'isa Ma'isa Amcha. So the Baruch Tam, on the Aras of the Tumim, says, Ein Zvachem Daf Kuf Beis, which is our Sugya, which is the same Gemara as our Gemara, which Lechayim means this Shof, the same way the Marsha speaks out, there's a Marsha, that a Rasha, a Melech as a Rasha, also has an Indian of Kavod. So how could the Tumim over here come and answer this Kasha, because of a Melech, because since he's a Melech Rasha, there's no Indian of Kavod. Now Lechayim Yesh La'ayin in the Kasha of the Baruch Tam, it's L'chayra, Enoch HaNami is an Indian of Kavod, but there's no, you don't have the same halachas, all these special dinim of Saim Tasa Melech HaMelech, Shtei Masi Olav, the Nasi Ba'am Chalisar, all those dinim, which maybe was the reason why the Tumim held it was a kasha that a Melech should be able to stand. Enoch HaNami is an Indian of La'ilam Tei Masi Olav. The Gemara brings in a Pari also. Pari was a Melech Akum. It doesn't have these halachas. It's a different halacha. It's an Indian like the Mashal's Mazber, because Machusa the Aretz Ke'in Machusa the Rekia. It doesn't have all the dinim of Kavod. And Mamela, maybe the Tumim could still, even if he holds like the Marasha, he holds like the Gemara, that there is an Inyan of Kavod. We find El Yo ran in front of Acha, Moshe spoke with Derech Eretz to Paroi. Afal Pikein Legabi the Halacha, that he has to stand up, or Mamela Al Abdei, maybe the Tumim held, that wouldn't be enough to be Mevatel the Din of Amdushnei Anoshim. And Lefizeh, L'chayr, we can answer another problem with our Sugya. So as Eber says, Ma'ayir, he says, Bishleim of the Raya of Rabbi Yanai, that there's a new Indian of the Olam Tei Masi Olav. We understand, he's bringing a Raya for Paray from a guy that doesn't have the special Allah of Saim Tassim Alecha Melech. Mashegani says, Rabbi Yechon, that brought a Raya from the fact that Eliyahu HaNavi ran in front of Achav. Achav, of course, has a Din Meir Malchus, has a Din of Kavod Malchus. It's a first apostate in the Torah. Saim Tassim Alecha Melech, Shetei Masi Olav. What exactly is Rabbi Yechon trying to bring from the story of Eliyahu and Achav? If you understand, we hold like the Tumim, that Be'emes, the Din of Saim Tassim Alecha Melech Shtei Masi Olav, is not said by a Melech Rasha. There's no such Din by a Melech Rasha. And that's why Yanei HaMelech had to stand up. And therefore, who had the by Achav doesn't have the regular Din of Emes Malchus and Kavod Malchus. Doesn't have all the dinim of Kavod Malchus. Afal Pikein says, Rav Yechon, we find that Eliyahu ran in front of him, must be that even on a Melech Rasha, this is what somewhat of an Inyan to have a Meir Malchus, like the Marsha's Mazur, because Malchusa the Ares ke'e Malchusa the Rekia. And the Hepach, this Svar of the Tumim would not only be not Neged our Sugya, the Chayr would be able to be Miyashiv our Sugya, I'll pee the Svar of the Tumim. If you look at the Tzitz Eliezer, in Chedek Yud Tes, in Sibid Dud, in Ois Dalid, over there he says another Yisha of how the Tumim and the Mashah could go along with each other. He says that in Bayis Rishon, where the Melech, Achav was the Melech, they were the Melech, their own Melech, there was no one on top of them. They had a full Din Melech. And over there, it could be the Olam is a Din Inyan of Meir Malchus, Paroi, was that's when they're Ke'im Malchus and Derekia. When they have their own Malchus, there's no one on top of them. Mashaikin in Bayis Sheni, Yanei HaMelech, which the Tumim is discussing, wasn't really a Melech, because he had other people on top of him. The Goyim ruled over them. The Romans ruled over Yanei HaMelech. He was under the Shlitas of the Ramiyim. Im Kain, he Tzachakol is a Din of a Nasi. He doesn't have a full Din of a Melech. He doesn't have the Svar of the Marsha, of Achusa Derekiyaz, Ke'im Machusa the Arab. He doesn't have a full Din Malchus. He's only Nichal on the Pasuk of Nasi Ba'amcha Leisar, which that the Tumim speaks out, is only Ba'isa Ma'isa Amcha. Another Yishuv had a Tumim, and the Mashah could get along with each other. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings a Braisa. What's the halacha? Shtayim shel Sheva Sheva. Instead of making the Tumim Arachis of the Lechav Aponim 6 in each one, he added 1 on each Marocha, and he made 7 on one Marocha, and 7 on the other Marocha. So the Gemara brings that Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe holds, Roinus al Yoina Kilo Eino, we disregard the top one, and it's kosher. You have 6 and 6, and we disregard the fact that there's an extra one. And the Gemara asks on Rebbe, how could this be? How could it be kosher? You need to put the bezichen on the lechem. And Rashi's master, what does the Gemara mean to ask? Gemara means to ask, and therefore it sits over here, the bezichem are on top of the seventh one. So it comes out, it's being chaitzitz in between the sixth lechem, which that's really the top lechem, and the bezichem. This extra lechem, which we're disregarding, hammi is going to be a chatzitza between the bezichem and the lechem. And that the Gemara answers, amalei Rav Chista l'Rav Nuna v'amrila Rav Nuna l'Rav Chista, that Rebbe's a taimei, that he doesn't hold that you need al mamash. He holds al besamach, which pashas the Gemara means to answer. I mean, the Gershom speaks out beforeish that the Gemara means to answer that Rebbe holds that the lechem wasn't put on, the bezichem were not put on top of the lechem. They're put on the shulchan itself, al besamach. Rebbe the Gershom speaks out, agabi shulchan atzmai, oyte shtei tvachem ma'avish shebein astarim, lefi the man d'amar, that there was extra room in between the two starim. The man d'amar al besamach holds, he can put it onto the table, and therefore the whole kash of chatzitza doesn't, is not shve. Taisvist. If we're putting the bezichin so high up, l'chayra, the shulchan can't be mekadosh the bezichin. The shulchan's only mekadosh yubeis tefachim. And it comes out the bezichin is higher than yubeis tefachim. So Tosfos answers that no. That we put the lechem hashvi wasn't sitting on top of the lechem hashishi. It was sitting, we pushed it into the lechem hashishi, and it comes out in Kain that the bezichin were within Yud Beis Tfachim from the Shulchan. Now the Tzayin Kachim speaks out that this whole kasha of Tosfos, that the Shulchan can't be Mekadosh more than Yud Beis Tfachim, is Tosfos L'shitasi, which we had earlier on the Tzali Vavam and Aleph, which Tosfos held, that the Shulchan's Mekadosh the Lechem. Rashi over there spoke at a kasha, he didn't understand the sugyo. Kashali, amai parakachi, the Shulchan le Mekadosh le bezichin. Rashi asked on the Gemara that the Shulchan not Mekadosh the bezichin. So therefore says that Tzayin Kachim, it places by us that as a kasha, that the Chayra the bezichin, and the Malam Yubay Tzvachim, the Chayra is going to Shitasi that he holds at the Kiddush, that there's a thing Kiddush Shulchan on the bezichin. Mashenki the Fi Rashi that holds that the bezichin alone are Mekadosh le Vaino. The Shulchan does not need to be Mekadosh Levayno. The Chayra tastes Kasha, wouldn't be Shveh. But then the Tzayin Kachim goes on to ask that the Chayra, what is tastes of Shveh? Maybe that's what the Gemara means to ask. The Gemara means to ask, but be even the Sata Al, that you need to put the Levayna on the Shulchan, and you don't have the Kiddush. Who told tastes that that's not the Kasha of the Gemara? And if you look in the base Meir, over here in his Chadushim, at the end of Ebenezer, his Chadushim Al Shas, he's Ma'ir on this tastes of a similar kasha. He asks that maybe ain't a chanami. After the Gemara answers the teretz that you put the bezichin on the shulchan, then everything's miyushev. The tesis kasha is also not shrebis. It's not l'mal miyud beis tvachim. So therefore, sachakol, what tesis l'chayr could only mean to ask is that why did the Gemara ask a kasha? That it has to be on the lechem and there's a problem of chatzitza. Why did the Gemara ask that it's l'mal miyud beis tvachim? Ask the base mayor, how could tesis ask such a kasha? Why is tesis kasha better than the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is asking from a first pasuk in the Torah. Tosfos is asking from a Gemara in the Tzali Vavam and Aleph that the Gemara over there has a svara that the Shulchan is only Mekadosh Yud Beis Tfachim. In a Chanami, maybe the Gemara could have asked Tosfos' Kasha, but the Gemara asked much better. So what's bothering Tosfos with this Kasha? L'maskanas haGemara, Tosfos' Kasha is not Shver. And the Gemara's, so Sacha called Tosfos' Kasha is that why didn't the Gemara ask his Kasha? The Gemara asked a better Kasha on a first pasuk and it needs to be on the Lechem. So if you look at the Sfas Emes, learns up in our sugyo. He says that Tosfos possibly learned, Tosfos was medactic in the Lashon of Gemara. The Gemara didn't say that Rebbe holds like Abishol in our Mishnah. Abishol in our Mishnah holds that we put the lechem on the Shulchan. He says Tosfos learned up not like Rebbe Gershom. Tosfos learned up that the Gemara just means to say that in a Chanami you put the mezichin on top of the lechem. Because the Sfas Emes is masber that even if you hold al b'samuch, it doesn't mean that you can put the bezichin on the shulchan. If you hold that the shulchan was only 10 tefachim by 5 tefachim, there still wouldn't be enough room in between the two lechems to put the bezichin there. You'd still have to put it on top. Just because you hold al b'samuch and you're able to put it on the shulchan, but if there's no room on the shulchan, mehechuk, you're still going to have to put it on top. And therefore, Tosfos did not learn that the Gemara is coming to say that you put it on the Shulchan. The Gemara just means to answer the Tosfos that there's no problem of Chatzitza. If the old Al is Al Mamish, or has to be Mamish on the Lechem, there's a Kasha. What happened is a Chatzitza here. But if Al, this doesn't mean that. Al just means Besamach in the area of the Lechem. So the fact that it's on top of another Lechem is not a problem. The Gemara didn't mean to say that it's on the Shulchan. And therefore, Tosfos is asking a Kasha, even the Maskana, even after we say that Rebbe holds Al Besamach. The Gemara never spoke yet that Rebbe holds like Abishol that you put the Bezichim on the Shulchan. The Gemara doesn't want to be Meshabed Rebbe to that Shita that holds that the Shulchan was wide enough, was 12 Tfachim wide and an extra 2 Tfachim in the middle. The Gemara wants to say that Rebbe's going even the man to Arba that it was only 10 Tfachim. There's no space on the Shulchan to put the Bezichim. But Afal Pikein, the Gemara just answered Al Besamach. Ask Tosfos what happened to the problem that the Shulchan is not Mekadosh more than Yud Beis Tfachim. And the Karen Ayro seems also to learn such a pshat in the Gemara, and he says, Zafizeh, we can understand why the Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha. Why didn't the Rambam bring down this halacha that if you put sheva sheva, royenes al yenes kilo enom, and it's kosher? Says the Karen Ayro, the reason is because the whole chiddush of this din is only the manda omer that you put the mezichin on top of the lechem. So then there's a chiddush to say that even though you're putting it on top of the seventh lechem, afal pikein is kosher. And the reason is, like the Gemara says, we hold Al Besamach. Masha Egin the Rambam, the Paskin's like Abishol, that you put the Lechem on the Shulchan Mamish, so who cares if there's an extra Lechem on top? There's no Chiddush in that Bechlal. Pashat, and that's why, says the Karen Oyro, the Rambam didn't bring down this Gemara. But if you look at the Chastei David, on Tesefta, on Perak Yud Aleph, and Alokha Chas, he says a different reason why the Rambam didn't bring down this thing. He says, Mr. Rambam argues on the Alokha, the Rambam Be'emes holds that it's Puzzle. And he's Masber, that it's totally in a machlokes we had earlier on the Tzadi Vavam and Beis, whether or not there was snifim that held the lechem together. He brings down the Rabbi Yossi holds, lo yisham snifim, el maskarta shashulcham amedes es halechem. Rabbi Yossi holds, there was no snifim. So says the Chasti David, that if there's snifim that hold all the lechem together, so then it has a din the same way you have the din of lulav tzarech eged. If you put in something extra, so then the Gemara says it's gruva ayman, it's gonna passel the eged, it's gonna passel the lulav. And therefore says the Chassid David, it depends. If there was no snifim, so all the lechems were sitting by each one by itself. So then the fact that I put another lechem is like the Madam Lulav of Ein Tzarech Agad. And if I add another min in my hands, the Gemara says, Hay Lechud Dekoy, and it remains kosher. Masha Egin, if I put snifim on the lechem and I have something holding all the lechem together, so then since I'm being moisif, an extra lechem that's gonna pass all the lechem. And I have in my snifim, in my egged of the lechem upon him, an extra lechem, that's gonna be emes pasul, and that's why the Rambam didn't bring down Rebbe's din to say that it's kosher, because the Rambam emes holds that it's pasul. And if you look into Marcheshes, in Chelek Aleph, in Simit Yud Aleph, in Anaf Dalid, in Ois Aleph, he speaks out, he's ma'ir on the Gemara, that l'chayr, what's the Gemara's kasha mishum chatzitza? Min memino is ein chaitzitz. What's the problem? Why is the lechem a chatzitza between the lechem? Why is the seventh lechem a chatzitza between the sixth lechem and the bezichin? The chayra, it's min memina, and min memina is ein chaitzitz. So answers the Marcheshes that he says maybe we can learn pshat in the Gemara not like Rashi, that the Gemara's kasha is mishum bal taisif. The Gemara is asking that the chayra there should be a problem of bal taisif and it should become possible because of bal taisif, similar to the svar of the Chastei David. And he's Mazber, that where is the egged here that will make it puzzle? Why don't we say, Hay l'chudekai, v'hay l'chudekai? He says, if there's a din, that the bezichin have to be on top of of all the lechem, so then it comes out, since I have to put the lechem on the shulchan, and on top of them I have to put bezichin, so there's sort of a egged that's going on in between, that all the lechem has to be together in between the shulchan and the bezichin. Once the Gemara answers that al besamach, which means, like the Pashas like Gemara, that I don't put, like the Rabbi Gershwin speaks out, that there's no din to put the bezichin on top of the lechem. I could put the bezichin on the shulchan. So there's no egin anymore. There's nothing binding the lechem together. And therefore we can say, Hay l'chud dekai, v'hay l'chud dekai, and it remains kosher. That's how he wants to learn. The Marcheshes has a pshat, interesting mechudosh to get pshat here in our sugya, similar to the svar of the Chastei David, that the Gemara was kufa asking that it should become possible because of Bal Taisif. And the Gemara is answering Al Besamach, and then since it's Al Besamach, there's no problem with Bal Taisif. Just the Chassid David El, that the Snifim alone would be a Svara, that we should look at it like a Lulav Tzarech Eged. But if you look at the Mikdash David also is bothered by this Kasha, why is there a chatzitza here? L'chayit minim minay, and he says Apir Yushalmi. Yushalmi says that minim minay is in a chayit is only if they're both kaidesh. If one thing's chulin and one thing's kaidesh, then we don't look at it as minim minay. So therefore, says the Mikdash Tavin in Eretz Sugya, the seventh lechem doesn't become kaddish. You can't leave a kaddish more lechem upon him that you need. You only need 12 lechem upon him, so only 6 in each baraka becomes kaddish. The seventh one remains chulin. And therefore, says the Mikdash Tavin, there's no kasha mimamina in a chaitzitz. Because mimamina in a chaitzitz, says the Yushalmi, is only if they're both kaidish. If one's chulin and one's kaidish, then we don't look at it as mimamina. It's not the same thing. One's kaidish and one's chulin. And therefore, it would be a chatzitz, and that's why the Gemara by us asks that the seventh lechem, since it's chulin, should be chaitzitz in between the bezichin and the lechem that's kaidish. Just to make a sikum, we said over that the Gemara answers that you don't need al besamuch. And Rabbi Gershon says before us that means to say that you put it on the shulchan. Tosfos, the Ramaskar Royan, Tosfos has a kasha that the chayrut amal miyud beis said that. So Kachim says Tosfos is going with shitase that the shulchan has to be bekadosh to bezichin. Maybe the Firashi that over there that holds not like that. Maybe it would be miyushav Tosfos kasha. And he asks the Tosfos that maybe this is gufo what the Gemara means to ask. Who said the Gemara is asking like Rashi explains because of chatzitza? Maybe that's good for what the Gemara asks. The Gemara means to ask that the Chayra, you need al, you need to be on the Shulchan, and Mamalam your base. And the base mayor goes on to ask a Tosfos, that the Chayra, the whole kasha of Tosfos is only in the Havamina, the Maskon is not Shrevish, we're putting the Lechem on the Shulchan. So Im Kain, what's Tosfos' problem? The Gemara asks a different kasha, the Gemara asks a better kasha. We said from the Sfas Emes, that Sfas Emes learned that Tosfos learned not like Rebbe Gershon. Tosfos learned that the Gemara just means to say it's not a problem of Chatzitza, because if you hold Al B'Samach, doesn't bother me Chatzitza, it doesn't have to be directly on the Lechem. But about the Oilam, the Gemara is mashma, that the Gemara that's coming to say he holds like Abishol, that you put it on the Shulchan Mamish. The Gemara didn't speak out that Rebbe saw like Abishol, that you put it on the Shulchan. Because the Oilam, the Gemara doesn't want to be Meshabit Rebbe to hold, that you put it on the Shulchan, that there's enough room on the Shulchan. The Gemara wants to say that he can hold it the Shulchan's 10th fucking long. And there's no room on the Shulchan. And therefore, the Gemara just means to answer that there's no din of Al, Mamish that will make a problem of Chatzitza. And the Chassidei David says a different reason he holds it, the Rambam holds it, is it going to be a problem of Baal Tosef, since it's Snifim, Lulav Tzarech Agad, Ashtug, you will hold it like Rav Yosi, if there's no Snifim. The Marcheshes comes along and he has a Kasha, that L'chayr Mimimine in a Chaitzitz, and therefore he wants to learn that proof of what the Gemara means, that since it's a Did to put the Bezichim on top and the Shulchan under, that should create a sort of an Egged and would make a Psul of Baal Tosef. And he answers, the Gemara answers that there's no Did to have a Bezichim on top, and that's why we don't look at it as an Egged, and therefore there's no problem about Baal Tosef. The Mikdash David answered the Etzem Kasha of Mimimina, he says that since it's Chulin and Kaidish doesn't have a problem of Mimimina, because Chulin Gabi Kaidish has a Did of Mimisha in Mimina.
Menachas Tav Sadik Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says that the Shtei Badim of the Aron were Doichkin uBoltim bePereiches veDoimen kimen Shtei Dadi Isha. As Tosis learns that the Aron was Beemse the Kodesh Kadoshim, the mockery brings is the Gemara Megillah. As a Bezei, Tosis has a Shaila that it was Esa Amis from the Pesach. As even if you're going to move the badim over, that they shouldn't be exactly even, but you move them over in the tabalt, still the badim were not ba'orich eser amis. As how could it be that the badim of the aron reached the pareiches? The aron was eser amis away from the pareiches. Now it doesn't say anywhere mafurish what the oirich of the badim is. Pashtus Tosfos learns, give you whatever you need to carry it. Yizichah didn't need Eser Amis to carry it. Abizei Tosfos assumes that it wasn't Eser Amis. As if the badim weren't Eser Amis, as how could it be that they stick out through the pareiches? Das frek Tosfos. As Tosfos answers that it was a nest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that it was Hirichu Abadim. As that which Tosfos is Mechadish, that it was a nest that the Badim were Nisarich, is Mefurish in the Medrash Tanchuma, in Parshat Truma, Ois Yud Aleph. Be'emes, you could say it's Meduyik in the Pasuk that the Gemara brings Vayarichu. What is Vayarichu Abadim? If he Tosfos means Hashem was Marich the Badim, that they should be Megia to the Pareiches. Tosfos says the reason why Hashem made this nest was Laharuch Chibasan Shal Yisrael, That it should be Miskayim Bem the Pasuk of Sheben Shaddai Yolin. Near Lohaisif on Tosfos, that why was the siman made by the Badei Aaron? Because the Aaron is the Kli that has the Torah in it. And it's coming to teach us that Al Yedei Limud HaTorah V'chaviv Ma'ayit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Bedavka in the Aaron was the siman of Chibas and Shalkla Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was also the Kruvim Mu'urim Zeh B'Zeh by the Aaron, because that's the makom of Chibas Kla Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yedei Limud HaTorah. It's also the Mahalich of Tosfos. Nira, you could be Miyashiv the Shaila of Tosfos, Lefi, another Tosfos in Baba Basa Daf Chofei. As Tosfos over there brings down a Ritzbah that is Choylik on Tosfos over here, and learns that they didn't put the Aron in the middle of the Kodesh Kadashim, but they put it in Mizrachai Shala Kodesh Kadashim. As Lefidah Ritzba over there, it's Meduyik Lahafli, it's Miyushav Lahafli, the Shail of Taisis. What was the Shail of Taisis? How did the bottom stick out through the Pereiches? But Lefidah Ritzba was Mamish near the Pereiches. And Lefidah, this could be the Makar of the Ritzba. How did the Ritzba know that they put it in Mizrach? Could be this Gemara is the Makar of the Ritzba. I frek the Taisis Yantiv in Yuma. Aye, the Gemara Megillah says it was Be'emsa. As how could he say that it was put next to the Mizrach? Aye, the Gemara Megillah says it was Be'emsa. As the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Samechei, Sadik Hei says a Geshmak Yishev al Pi the Rashbam in Baba Basra Daf Sadik Tes. The Rashbam says that which the Gemara says it's Be'emsa, it means it was Be'emsa Bein HaKoysel Svoini La Koysel Droimi. And it was a middle from the right and the left wall. But only says it was the middle of those two walls, not that it was a middle from the Mizrahi to the Maravi. That the Gemara is not talking about where you put it. As that you could say you put it next to the Mizrach, and that's why the Badim stuck out. The Gemara then brings down a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Esa Shulchanos, Asher Shleima HaMelech. Shleima HaMelech made Esa Shulchanos, and Esa Menoris, as Rabbeinu B'chayim Pashas Truma Perichofei, Pasuk Yod, Esa Kasha. How could Shleima HaMelech be Moisev Shulchanos? Hare, there's an Isav Bal Tosif. You're not allowed to eat on the mitzvahs of the Torah. As if there's a mitzvah only to make one Shulchan, as how could he come and eat another nine Shulchanos? How could he eat Shulchanos? How could he eat nine Shulchanos? It's before in the Gemara, how could he add Eser Shulchanos more than the Shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu? As the Rabbeinu B'chaya answers, that it must be that there was a Kabbalah of Moshe Mi-Sinai, they were Makabal Moshe Mi-Sinai, Lohosif, the Shulchanos in the Mikdash. As a Mela, there's no Eser Baltosif because it's Halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai. As we want to hear to the Rabbeinu B'chaya, there's an Orach Chaim in Parshas Truma, in Perik Chofei, Pasuk Tes, that the Minchas Chinuch brings in the beginning of Mitzvah Tzadik Hei, that's Miyasid of Big Yisoid. That this is not the only Shinui between the Mikdash and the Mishkan. There are many Shinuim between the Mikdash and the Mishkan. As what's the Pshat? How could they make Shinuim between the Mikdash and the Mishkan? As he learns, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. He brings a medrash in Shmuel, in Perik Tesvav Pasik Gimel, that learns up Shad in the Pasik in Divrei Yom in Perik Chav Ches, HaKol Biyad Miksav Miyad Hashem, that what's the Kavana that the Beis HaMikdash was HaKol Biksav Miyad Hashem? Zog the medrash Miyad Hashem means there was a Messiah Miya Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Medrash says, "V'mba Moshe u'masal Yeshua shu'a l'diskeinim, iskeinim l'neviim, neviim b'chule." It was a Messiah of how to build a Beis HaMikdash. Everything was Allah ala Moshe b'Sinai. I lefi the Medrash, what's the pshat kol b'ksav? As the Medrash is mefarish, that even though everything was Allah ala Moshe b'Sinai, miyad Hashem, about kol b'ksav, You could darshan it in psukim, and that's why you find in the Gemara, on all these dinim and all these aysafis, the Gemara darshan some psukim. Because even though it's Allah Halamayshimi Sinai, but the Pasuk says that it's nirmaz in Torah and Tanakh. As a fizek kum techois, that nishno them shinui, but ala shinuyim, all of them ab yisaydai Allah Halamayshimi Sinai, and the nirmaz in the Pasuk miyan Hashem. And kulam akol b'ksav, you can find the remez in the ksav for the different shinuyim. In the Yalkut Shemoini, in Malachim Ois Kuf Pehe, was maybe a medrash that the medrash says that the reason why Shlomo was Moisev more Shulchanis than Moshe is Mishum Bizman Beis Amigdash. They were ready in Eretz Yisrael, and they needed the produce to come out of the ground. It wasn't like in the Midbar by the Zman of Moshe. As being that they needed Eretz Yisrael, Shabinez Barach, as to bring Yosef Brachas, therefore they added Eser Shulchanos. And that's why it was B'yamin and B'smol, the Shefa Shabi Mikolim Akaimas. It's Mavur that the Kalim of the Mishkan were put there in the Migdash to bring Shefa into the world. As when they got there at Yisrael, they needed more Shefa, so maybe they added more Kalim, more Shulchanis. Why did he add Menorahs? As the over there the Medrash says, that it was Bisacha called Ayin Neirois, Lahagin Me Ayin Umois. As over there, they needed more Hagana from the Umois, as Memela, that's why they added it in the Zman of Shleima. The Meshech Chochma says, Alom de Shepshat, in Perikofei Pasuk Aleph, he learned that the Midas of the Migdash were bigger than the Midas of the Mishkan. As the Midas of the Mishkan, as there was one menorah, one shulchan, kifi that area. But being that the midas of the migdash were much bigger, as a mele, they had it have more kalim that it should be proportional. Ayin Sham, he goes through the cheshbon. That's the reason why, reasons that are given, why there was haysafis. Is the shayla, if these other shulchanas and menorahs, if their din is kemoya shulchan she'asa Moshe or not? Is it the vote that only the shulchan of Moshe is the shulchan, but the other shulchanas are not, or all of them are shulchanas? As there's a man the yomer later on in tzadikah test that you could be misadar al kol shulchanas. Then it's pashit that everything has a din of a shulchan. The shaila is lefi the man the yomer that you can't be misadar on all the shulchanas. Is the Mikdash David in Simon Chof Aleph, Sif Cotton Gimel. He brings two rayas in the Gemara that the dinim is shava to the Shulchan and the Menorah Shal Moshe. The Gemara says, Kimai, the Menorah Shal Moshe, has a din that it has to be Bedarim, and the Shulchan has a din Bitsafin. As who are din, all the other shulchanas, the Asher shulchanas, also have a din that they have to be bitzafen. As you see that the din is daima to the shulchan and the menorah of Moshe. That's in the tchila of the amid. At the end of the amid, the Gemara is mavur in the seif of the amid, that the shulchan and the menorah have to be in the esem amis, that are samach to the Kodesh Kadosh. I mean, the Kodesh had 40 Amis. And you have to put the Shulchan and the Menorah in the Esrim Amis that are more kariv to the Kodesh Kadoshim. And the Gemara is mavur that this din is not only in the Shulchan Shal Moshe, but it's a din in all the Shulchanis and all the Menorahs. As you have a makkah from two places in the Gemara, that the din is shaveh to the shulchan and the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu. In the Maisa, you could say there's a makkah for this from a Rashi ala Torah. In Perik Chofei Pasik Tes, the Pasik says, V'chein tasu. Dainu, you should build the base and make the kelim of the Migdash, V'chein tasu. As So what's the Lashon V'chein Tasu Mashma in the future? As Rashi over there, Allah Torah learns the Kavanis for the Kalim that Shlomo was going to be Maisif, the Shulchan and the Menorah, that you have to make it in the same Midah that of the Kalim that Moshe Rabbeinu made. As Lefizeh, there's a Makkah from the Pasik that the Dinim Ashava to the Keli of Moshe, the Tzura. In our Gemara we see not only in the Tzura, in the Makkah also. As the Migdish David learns over there that the Gedra Advarim is the Allah Moshe Misinai was to make Oid Shulchanais and to make the Shulchan another 10 Pamim. As it's a Shulchan. It's a Shulchan HaMikdash, just like this is a Shulchan. As a Mela, the Dina Mashava to the Shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu. As then the Gemara handles Eich Nosnu Es HaMenaira. As the Gemara brings down a Machlekes, Rebbe and Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon, how they put it, Rebbe Sovar, that they were Meniach et mi Mizrach l'mayrev, Dainu Orchoi l'Orchoi Shala Heichol, and Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon holds that they were Meniach et ben Sofen l'darim. As the Gemara says, the Makor of Rebbe is from the Pasuk of Yarech Oisai Lefnei Hashem. As Lashon Oisai is Lashon Yachid, it's mashma that only one of the Neiris were Lefnei Hashem. If it was Ben Safon Ladarim, how is only one of the Neiris Lefnei Hashem? As a Mele he learns it was talking about when it was Ben Mizrach Lamariv. As then, only one of the Neiris is Lefnei Hashem. And Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon holds that you learn out just like the Aron was Munach Ben Safon Ladarim, Asu Adin, the Menorah and the Shulchan was Ben Safon Ladarim. Aye, what do you do with the Raya of Pasuk from Rebbe? As he says, it means the Neram Soyi was Mitzadid Litzad Heichal. As being that you were Mitzadid Studei Litzad Heichal, as that's what it means, it was Lefnei Hashem. As Lefi Zed, Rak Oysa Nea, the Neram Soyi is Lefnei Hashem. Adkan the Gemara. As it comes out of the Gemara that there are two Machleksim that come out of Rebbe and Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon. One Machleikis is Ezoif and Nosnum Esamanaira, Sofon Ladarim or Mizuch Lamariv. And the second Machleikis is what's the Nera Marovi? That Lefi Rebbe it's the Nera Kor of Litzada Echol, and Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon it's the Nera Amsoi. Rashi and Shabbos, Davchav Beis Amid Beis, and Megillah Davchav Aleph Amid Beis, is madgish that they have a machlekes what the Ner HaMsoi is. And there's a nafka mina ladina. There are dinim that are noig dafk in the Ner HaMsoi. Umar and Peivav Amid Beis says that according to, it brings down a memra, that the Ner HaMarovi mimenu hoya madlik ubaya misayim. As this dinim misuyomim, the Ner HaMarovi. As they have machlekes, which Ner it's talking about. As those are the two machlekes. And Ezu, which way you put the menaira, and what's the Ner HaMarovi. So let's go into the Pratim Davana of the Machlekes. What is the Ner Maravi according to Rebbe? As Rashi over here learns that it's the Ner Hachitzon, Shabbat Mariv. Dainu, the Ner, which is the end of the Menorah on the Tzara Mariv. Because that's the one that's Karav Lehechel, Menech Shavlefnei Hashem. The Makar of Rashi from the Gemara is, the Gemara says, Rak, one of them is Lefnei Hashem, Mashar Loi Lefnei Hashem. That could only be if we're talking about the last one, that's Achi Karav, as that's the only one that's Lefnei Hashem. Aba Ayin Rashi, on Daf Pei Vavam Beis, that brings a Mishnah in Talmud, that says that it was Bitzad Mizrach, the Hainu, on the other side of the Menorah, the side that was away from the Heichal, it was on that side, but it was the second one on the Mizrach side. And that's what Rashi says in Shabbos, Dav Chof Beis Amid Beis, and Megillah Chof Aleph Amid Beis, and Taisis Oviyah learns that way also in the Makkos and the Mishnah and Talmud. Aye, why is it called Lefnei Hashem? Because it's more Lefnei Hashem than the last one that was the furthest away. As the Shaila is, what does Rashi Bayas do with the Mishnah and Talmud? As the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnah and Talmud, Peri Gimel Mishnah Tes brings down an interesting diuk. He says, Enoch Inami, in the Girsan the Mishnayis, in the Shisa Shidrei Mishnah of Talmud, as the Girsa Shteha Mizrach is Dolkis, that was the Mizrach that was Dalek. But in Mesech the Talmud, the Gemara, the Girsa Ishtei HaMaravis, like Rashi over here. Azok there, Kinir, there's a Machlaikis, how to be Goyris in Talmud. We see different Girsais. The Lecha Mishnah also, in Tmid Musaf, in Perigimel, Halacha Yud Gimel. He goes on the Pirish HaMishnayis in Talmud that learns like Rashi. And he also explains that Vais Tuchais, they had a different Girsa, that's why they learned differently. As Kum Tuchais, we have a steer in Rashi, according to Rebbe, what's the Ner Maravi? Rashi over here says it's the Ner that's the most Mariv. And Rashi in other places says it's the second one from the Mizrach. As the Ramban in Shabbos and Avchav Beis Amid Beis, and Achrenim over here, that's on Kochim and other Achrenim, yes, on the steer in Rashi. The Fimasha Manu, it could be Rashi had a diak from our Gemara that way, because the Gemara over here says that one of them is Lefnei Hashem, v'kulam lav Lefnei Hashem. If we're talking about the second one from the Mizrach, as the second one is Lefnei Hashem, and for sure the other ones are Lefnei Hashem too, they're closer to the Heichal. As Rashi saw in our Gemara, in our Sugya, that it's Muchach, that it's the one that's the furthest away, the one that's closest to the Mariv, which is the Ner Achi Maravi. The next chelik of the sugya is the Gemara asks that Lefir B'lazer Reb Shimon, how do you do the din of Lefnei Hashem? As the Gemara says, B'masha Yimitzadid Emsoi, like Kodesh Kadoshim, that when they did the Ner Emsoi, they were mitzadet it to the Kodesh Kadoshim. As Ayin the Birch HaZevich, that's Madgish and Pshat, that Lefi Rebbe, there's no mocker that the Emsoi you were mitzadet Sedude. As Ayin HaChinam, he's Cholik on Dinze, he holds the middle one, you aren't mitzadet Sedude. As the Gemara brings a Raya, that is a Maila Bilitzadet Sedude, because it says in the Pasik that the Neira should be a Iru al Mul Pneam Neira. The six Kanim should face the Pneam Neira. So how could you do that? As Ember the Gemara, Yede Mitzadet Sidude. As you see that Mitzadet Sidude is Milsahi. As Huadin, according to Velazar Berb Shimon, you could learn them, so it was Mitzadet Sidude, Klapi the Heichel. That's the Gemara. But Pashis, when you learn the Gemara, there's no hechrich that Rebbe is choylik on this thing. Rebbe is choylik on the letzadet seduday of them soi, because there's no reason for it. But on the letzadet seduday of the other six, that there's a diak from another pasik. Why should you say that Rebbe is choylik? As Pashis say no chinami, Rebbe is just choylik on them soi, that you're not mitzadet seduday. But on the other ones, he's moide that you mitzadet sedude. Aval ayin the kesef Mishnah in Ilchus Beis Abchira Perik Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel and the Goin in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, when they're being masbir the sheet of the Rambam, the Paskins by the Menoira that Munach ben Sofen Ladarim, like Shitas of Elazar ben Shimon, and they say the Makar is because of this din, we hold to this din of Mitzadet Sedude Lem Soi, and that's not like Rebbe. As you see clearly in the Kesef Mishnah and the Goin, that they're learning that Rebbe is Choylik on the Mitzadet Letzude to them Soi also. The Shaila is, the Shprek de Birch HaZevach, what's the Hechrich? How do you know Rebbe's chaylik on the tzadid tzedudei of Sharneris? Maybe he's only chaylik on them soy. As near a pshat in the Kesef Mishnah is that if Rebbe held that tzedudei was milsehi, that it accomplished, as what was his echrich lumay, that pshat in lefnei Hashem means the ner ha-maravi. Maybe it means like the other man, the Yomav, let's start it today. Why was he chaylik and not miyashiv the pasik like the other man, the Yomav, there? It's let's start it today. Vais to chayis Rebbe holds today lav milsihi. It doesn't work. It doesn't mean anything. But that's why the Kesev Mishnah and the Goyim learned that Rebbe is chaylik on the whole musik of let's start it today. Therefore, he wasn't mefarish the pasik like Rebbe Lazar Bibi Shimon. You could learn that there's two kinds of milas in the Litzadid Sedudei. That which you see, that it's called the Me'irim Legabi Them Soi, it's called the Oris Facing Them Soi, as that Rebbe's Moida. That Litzadid Sedudei helps, because Lamaisa, the Oris Facing Them Soi. Of a Rebbe held to say that that's Lefnei Hashem, because it's facing it, it makes it ki'ilu more lefnei Hashem. That Rebbe held it's not enough to be koiveya. The tzidid sedudei wouldn't help for this. As then you could learn, there's no hechrich that he's choylik on the other din. What is the pirish of tzadid sedudei? As the Brisker Rav in Parshas Baleisres Medayik Eshinui. Rashi by us learns it's a din in the psila. That the psila was pointed to that sad. Zakhtar Biskarav Lafi Rashi, it's the Zichra din in the Hadlaka. Because it's not a din in the Kli of the Medayra, it's a din in the psila, which is a din in the Hadlaka. Of his Medayik, the Rambam in Beis Abkhira Perik Gimel, Allah Ches, that the Gufa Menayra was Mitzadid Sidude Gamke. Not just the psila, but the Gufa Menayra was Mitzadid Sidude. Ayin Shom Ashadan Al Pisa. Thus is the Gemara, thus is Shittas Rebbe, and Shittas Rebbe Elazar, Reb Shimon. The Rambam is a big chiddush la'alocha. The Rambam is in Hilchos Beis Abchira, Peri Gimel Alocha Yud Beis. The Rambam paskins a shulchan v'kol ha'kelim o yimunuch mizrach u'mayrev. And that's like Shittas Rebbe. Now, filu yachi, he's poisik in the same alocha that the menoiro was munach ben sofen ledarim. Ke'aren, that was Munach Ben Safan Ladarim, that Shittas Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. As there's two shailas on this Rambam. Number one, Hare Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon both hold that the Menorah and the Shulchan Dinan Shava. As what was the makar of the Rambam La'alacha to say a chilik between them? Va'oi Delech and Mishnah to be the Musaf and Perikei, he asks even a stronger question. Hare, where does Rebbe know that the Shulchan was put Mizruch Lamariv? He learns it out of the Menorah. As if the Rambam paskins that the Menorah was Safan Ladarim, as what's the Makkah that the Shulchan was different? So those are the kashas on the Rambam. Where's the Rambam being Mechalik? And Befrat, that's the Makkah of the Halacha. As is Mucha from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds is a Shita Shlishis. That's Mechalik ben Shulchan leMenaira, and the Chayk Nasan is Moisif. That, according to this Shita, you have to say there's another Makar, that Kol HaKelim is Mizrach HaMariv. They don't learn it out of the Menaira. As what's the Makar of this Shita? As the Goyin in Aruch Chaim Simen Tov Reish Ayin Aleph says that the stima of our Mishnah is mashma, like the halacha is like Rebbe, because the Mishnah on Daf Sadik Vamim and Aleph says Kol HaKelim Hayu Mizrach LeMariv. As that's the makar of the Rambam, that the Shulchan and Shar Kelim is Mizrach LeMariv, because the Mishnah on Sadik Vav is talking about the Shulchan. Va'oid in the Mishnah, Sadik Tesamid Beis by the Shulchan, it says HaKoinim Omdim B'Sofin V'Kanim L'Dorim. Name the Dorim, as Rashi says, it's Muchach the Mishnah holds Mizrach LeMariv by the Shulchan. As Kum Tichayis, we have Stam Mishnayis, the Mishnah Tzadik Vav, the Mishnah Tzadik Tes, like Rebbe by Shulchan and Shar Kelim. And then we have a Stimus HaGemara in Megillah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, that Rava holds them Soi is Meshubach, because he passes like Rebbe Lozer Ber Pshimin. That's the mucker of the Rambam, that by the Menorah, the Halacha is like Rebbe Lozer Ber Pshimin, because the Stam of the Shas, the Stam Mishnah and Stam Gemara is Mechalek between the Menorah and the Shulchan. As that's the mucker of the Rambam, there's a third sheet, and that's why the Rambam is Mechalek Beinehem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.